Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Well, we'd love your help on this one this morning. Thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate that. I hate my daughter's best friend, and I could use some serious advice. Kathleen.
Kathleen is firing at all cylinders this morning.
From Farmington.
She's like nine.
Now, Kathleen says, she writes in to us over the weekend and says, so my daughter had a friend over this past weekend. He's a nine-year-old boy. He's incredibly rude and doesn't understand social cues whatsoever. He constantly asks where my daughter's father is, which is complicated. So I've told him before that he shouldn't keep asking about it. When he was at the house, he came into my bedroom and asked where my husband was and why my daughter doesn't have a dad. I'm just getting to a point where I was so pissed and dumbfounded and have to remind myself he's a nine-year-old kid. He also makes a lot of sexual jokes, and I told him how inappropriate that is, considering my daughter is a girl. When do I tell his mother? Because when I told him to stop with the sexual jokes, he talked back.
Oh.
And I low-key lost it and told him, hey, when an adult tells you something, you say okay, and you don't talk back. This is hard because his mom is going through a ton and maybe getting evicted from her home.
Oh, my God.
She's dealing with so much, which is one reason I've agreed to allow her son to come to our home and play with my daughter. But now it's at a point where I just don't have the patience for him. I could use some real advice here because I feel like the bad guy in this situation. Moose and Breezy, thank you guys again so much. Talk soon. Okay, 585-252-9800. What would you guys do? Do you deal with it for a couple hours? Stick it, you know, deal with this rude kid? Or do you call his mom and be like, hey, you got to come get him?
Well, it's not going to be a couple hours because he's going to keep coming over. She said that he's her best friend. And honestly, I would be worried that if my daughter continues to hang out with this kid, that she's going to pick up some of his behaviors and then she's going to transform into a little snot. So
they're young. They'll find other friends. Nine.
I mean, maybe, but they're also really, you know, invested in this one friend. It's their best friend, she said. And I think it needs to be addressed with the parent immediately. Immediately.
If this was you, I've always wondered, like, when your child has a friend you absolutely hate, what's that conversation like with your kid? Do you ever just, are you just super blunt and you ask them, hey, why do you like this kid?
Right.
I mean, right? Do you just come out and ask them? Mark is here. Mark says, if you don't like the child's behavior, then send him home. Your house, your rules. If he cannot abide by them, then he leaves, and you should make that perfectly clear to his mother.
I think it's very interesting, though, because moms specifically, always have an inkling when a friend of yours isn't a good friend to you or a good person in general.
100%. You know, like, parents know what a bad egg looks like and smells like.
My mom always would tell me when she didn't like someone or when she didn't like the way they were treating me. And I was like, you're wrong. She was never wrong. Eventually, everything in the dark comes to light, which we know. But it's important to get ahead of this for your daughter's sake, not even for the sake of this kid, of like teaching him a lesson, because it's not your job to teach him a lesson. You're not his parent.
No, if this came in from Kathleen, if you guys are just joining us for Parental Confidential, she is not a fan of her daughter's best friend, 9-year-old boy, incredibly rude, doesn't understand social cues, walking into Kathleen's bedroom, where's your husband? You know, and it's a complicated situation.
Right.
That's not a conversation you want to have with a 9-year-old.
Nor should you have to.
No, of course not. Making a lot of sexual jokes, but Kathleen feels like she's in a corner right now because this kid's mom potentially could lose her house, be evicted. She's going through a really tough time, and she feels like she's just doing her a favor by, I don't know, watching her kid after the child. A couple hours each week. I don't know how long. Maria says, sorry, this kid's mom is going through such a tough time. But honestly, if he is being this rude and that much of a pain in the butt, then call the mom.
Yeah.
Tell her that her kid is a total blank and she needs to pick him up.
This person says, clearly this child has autism or is on the spectrum. Be patient with him and set boundaries for being in your house. Well, it's not
you don't know that
super clear.
How do you know that?
That's not the clearest, but they're like, it's not that clear. Study show. I'm like, wait, what?
We can't just assume the kid's autistic.
Right. Like,
is it a possibility? Sure.
Let's say it's a possibility. Let's rephrase that. Let's say maybe the kid is on the spectrum or has autism. Let's not say clearly. We're not going to do that. This person says, asking why questions that are socially inappropriate to neurotypical people is a cornerstone for autism symptom. This is another texter saying this.
Well, listen, don't you feel like this kid's mom would have brought that to her attention if that was the case?
Well, going back to what she said about being so busy and being so under stress, maybe she doesn't know. And maybe she's overlooked it due to all the other factors in her life, which very well could have happened.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, the kid's only 9. It's not like he's 40 and she's like, oh, I don't know.
I'm not really sure at what age how this works. Courtney says, my daughter had a friend that was just wild. She would just randomly open drinks and snacks, run around like crazy with no regard for anything. And then she jumped over our loft railing onto the couch downstairs, which was the last straw. I called the mom and told her to come pick up her daughter immediately, and she would no longer be invited back to our house. If she had missed the couch, likely would have broke her leg or her neck.
And there's a lawsuit.
There you go. It sounds like this kid's mom has it really bad right now. If you can just put up with the kid for 2 hours every once in a while, then just do it. Because those 2 hours to that mom and her getting away from her son to clear her mind probably means the world to her.
But also it's like, you what? So every time the kid leaves, you have to like sit your daughter down and be like, so the way he spoke was inappropriate and you're not going to speak that way. She's like, and then I can just see her coming back, the child coming back and be like, well, if he can do it, why can't I? You know what I mean? I don't know. It just creates a weird dynamic.
When I was a kid, I had a female math tutor, and I'd go to her house. And this tutor had a 8-year-old daughter, and this 8-year-old daughter had an 8-year-old best friend who was a boy. And while I was getting tutored, she left the table to go downstairs, and something happened where this boy and girl were in the basement showing each other their private parts. I was getting tutored.
Oh my God.
I was like 11.
Oh my God.
It was really odd.
Stuck with me.
Yes, it stuck with me. But I remember her just like, we got to call your mom to come pick you up because I got to deal with this situation right now.
That's insane.
And it just, the reason why this triggered me is because this kid, this boy, it sounds like everything that Kathleen is talking about is reminding me of this situation.
Yeah.
He had a lot of issues. It was very inappropriate. Rachel says, this is pretty simple. The problem is this woman doesn't want to come off as the bad guy. And I would communicate with mom and lay out the behavior that you find uncomfortable and inform her that it may be best to just not do the play dates at this time. I mean, you have one. You have a couple options here, Kathleen. You either deal with it or you call the mom and be like, hey, this is what's going on. You know, have you had your son tested?
Right.
Is there anything you know?
You also have to phrase that extremely delicately.
Yeah.
Because we can't assume and we can't point fingers.
Yeah, you probably don't want to call and be like, has your son been tested?
Right. Is your son on the spectrum? That's extremely offensive. I think we need to delicately put it in a way of, hey, we've had some behavioral instances here.
Sure.
And also, you know, frame it in a way of your own situation, whether it be an experience that you've had with your own child or somebody's child that you do know of, hey, this has happened in the past with X, Y, and Z, and this is what the outcome was. I'm wondering if it's a similar situation. I'm not saying it is, but it could be. Just so she knows what she's dealing with.
Yeah. And then I'll go over to Tommy really quick that says, I don't think a 9-year-old is expected to understand your family dynamics with regards to the father. That's a little much to expect a kid to understand. And I think there's a lot of misplaced anger hitting this kid because of this. Just don't invite him back if he's annoying. All right. Okay. Thanks.
Not you just sweeping under the rug. Like there's no worry. Not you just completely displacing a child. Okay.
I'm going to put you in an Uber, send you home back to your mom.
Uber kid. And then the last person says, regardless of whether he's on the spectrum or not, I'm worried where he's learning the sexual jokes from. That is true as well.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
That is true as well. That's a whole other layer. We don't have time to get into all that.
No. Kathleen.
He has the internet.
Somebody messaged in, Kathleen, that said they can offer you some help and left their contact here. I don't know what type of help, but I'll send you the number.
Just I had some help.
Ask some questions, though, when you call them. Thank you guys for all the messages. We'll do another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY.
Need a boost to your morning? Listen to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy on your smart device when you ask it to play 98 PXY.
This is an instance that absolutely rocked the community on Friday afternoon in Brighton. Police are investigating after two adults and a child were shot to death on Friday in a quiet Brighton neighborhood. Officers responded to Hollyvale Drive for a welfare check just before noon for a report of a person bleeding on the front porch, according to Brighton Police Chief. Police found that two people were dead inside the house upon arrival, and one person was outside and taken to a local hospital and pronounced dead upon arrival. So this clearly was just so undeniably gruesome and horrible.
Yes.
And it rocked the entire, not just Brighton community, but overall Rochester community. Willow Domestic Violence posted something, and I think this is really important to take note of, you know, domestic violence and things of that nature, mental health and welfare checks and things like that. They know no zip code. They know no race. They know no age. Like, everyone's like, how could this happen in Brighton? It's like, well, this happens everywhere. You know, it doesn't matter how much money you make.
No, it doesn't.
You know, where you live, the color of your skin, it happens, unfortunately, and it's really, really scary, and it's making a lot of people in this community really scratch their heads and think twice about just where they're living and being aware of their surroundings. And I'm not saying that this was like a targeted thing. Obviously, this was very inside, but it's really sad.
Well, you got a 53-year-old man who was the father. You have a 74-year-old woman who was the grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And then this poor 11-year-old girl.
Yeah.
All ended up shot and died from their wounds.
Yeah.
That was brutal news for a Friday afternoon to see that come on TV.
Yeah, very much so. But I think it's just, you know, it's sad, but I think it's important to touch on because what Willow said rang true to me. Like, this happens everywhere.
Yeah.
All the time.
They said Annie was known to her friends and teachers as a kind, sweet, and beautiful person in every way. A thoughtful, caring student and a very special friend. Annie was such a gift to her friends, family, school, and of course, the community.
Yeah.
So thinking about all of them. And that poor girl, man. I'm sure they're going to give us more updates this week and more details
right.
on the events that took place this past Friday. But
correct.
Such a sad story. Coming up at 7:40, Breezy. This is a new trend that, of course, I'll leave it to you to find them.
Right, of course. Me on TikTok.
Don't say TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me on TikTok. Me on TikTok. I mean, there's only, what, a couple more days here until the potential ban of TikTok on the 19th, but who knows if that's going to go through. But until then, I will stay on TikTok and make us do these trends. I think when it comes to your phone, if you are an iPhone user, your Notes app is such an underrated app because there are things in there that could really just shake the entire community. My Notes app is absolutely unhinged, and there's things in here from 2019.
Yeah, mine go back to like 16.
And I think we should pick a couple.
I prefer not to.
And read a couple because it says a lot about a person. Is there, what's going on in their Notes app?
Is there any privacy whatsoever?
No, not with us. We're paid to be transparent, open, honest. So get your Notes app ready, kids, because we're sharing next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy Breeze. Welcome back to the show, you guys. 26 for the high today. All right, let's talk about this new trend that Breezy found on TikTok. What a shocker. So, go ahead.
Basically, I'm laughing so hard I'm crying. Basically, there's this trend on TikTok that these creators and influencers and just random users of the app are doing a Notes app tour. So if you have an iPhone, there's a Notes app. I mean, I'm sure if you have any phone, there is. But the Notes app on your iPhone is just where you can go write things down, doodle random thoughts, and jot things down. And I feel like girls specifically, not me speaking for all women, but for me specifically, and from what I've seen on TikTok, a girl's Notes app is like the most random thing you will ever, a mosh podge of just like lists and then like really deep poems and then just like, you know, random thoughts. Like think of Twitter, but like nobody's going to see it. And I looked back at mine on over the weekend and I was like, oh my God, this is unhinged. You need help. If anyone were to see this, you would be put into a mental institution.
I mean, Breeze, I'm scrolling back all the way to 2015 here. And most of everything in my Notes app is my username and passwords, which I hate to admit. And then
let's air it out.
And then deep thoughts.
Deep thoughts. Yeah.
A lot of deep thoughts and obviously stuff that I've written down and ideas and maybe ideas for film or radio, whatever. But mm-hmm. I mean, I'm scrolling way back here. I don't know what you want me to read on this.
Well, I mean, read whatever feels right. You know what I mean? I'm going to read some of mine because it's just weird.
All right. Well, give me read something out of your Notes app just so I get an idea.
Okay.
Like I need a feel for what's appropriate here.
Well, I mean, mine might definitely have range, but this is from January 24th, 2017.
Okay.
I'm not going to say this out loud. It has my aunt's email and her password to, I think it's her HBO account.
Yeah, I was going
to
say HBO, Netflix. Okay.
And I've obviously jotted that down and they changed it shortly after. So tough scene. They're like, how did she get access to this? But then I have this note right underneath it that says Walmart. And there's like space, Walmart list.
Okay.
Spray butter, Cheetos, return shirt, pens, 1-inch binder, 5 subject notebook, makeup parentheses bronzer. What does that mean?
I mean, by the sound of it, you are getting ready to go back to school shopping.
2017. Yeah. Yeah. That would have been my last year at college.
Yeah. Foundation.
Foundation. Bronzer. Like, you don't need any more bronzer. The next one is from 2015, December 11th.
Okay.
Bacardi Limon, club soda, splash of cranberry. Me just starting to drink for the first time.
Fisher Price, my first drink.
Me panicking because I don't know what to order at a bar, so I just write it down.
Bacardi Limon.
Bacardi Limon.
Peppermint Schnapps.
Okay, what about some of yours? I have a couple more, obviously.
I don't know what I'm looking at here. These are all just, one is labeled Beauty and the Beast. This one says, mine look a little different than what you have in your notes, but mine says, my niece and I were watching Beauty and the Beast yesterday, and I'm sitting there watching this creepy film. Belle didn't know that the Beast can turn into a human. She was ready to full bang him as is. That's crazy. Disney made a film about bestiality and nobody batted an eye. All right, so that's
really in your notes?
Yeah.
What's the date? You're like, oh, this was last week.
This is 2020? COVID.
COVID. Yeah, you were going crazy. You were
2019.
Going
no, 2019. Excuse me. This was right before COVID. Another one here is, oh, I got my entire Moose's Tater Tot casserole. The whole recipe's in here. I'm not going to read a recipe on the air. This one is from 2016. Does anyone else get annoyed when someone sneezes? Is it just me? I can handle a double sneeze, but over and over again, straight pisses me off. Oh, and then I'll get to the one from 2018.
I'm dead.
Birds mate for life. Anyone in the bird family will find their mate and stick with them for life. Penguins will collect rocks to impress their female mate. Whenever penguin has the best rock, they will most likely end up with a mate. How is it that a penguin can find their mate for life with a rock, but I'm out here in the streets drying up?
You auditioning for one show on National Geographic? I can't.
They're all really odd.
No, that's these are really, this mine is are why like lists. Yours are like, so have you ever wondered what would happen after bestiality? It's like, wait, what?
Deep thoughts. This is why I cannot stand going back to my Facebook memories. They haunt me.
It's really bad. This is more condensed and private because you can put locks on your notes app.
How do you do that? None of these are locked, and no, I'd like to know how to do it.
Yeah, we should probably do that. This is my. These are all lists. I'll get to one that's like pretty deep. But July 25th, 2018, labeled "Future Me Problems."
Oh,
so clearly I was leaving the house for the first time.
Sure.
Phone bill $50 a month. Oh. CrossFit $70 a month. Car payment $100 a month. Car insurance blank. Rent $600 a month. Oh my God, I would die to pay $600 a month in rent. And student loans $200 a month. So this is me.
That's nothing.
Figuring out how I'm going to make it on my own.
Yeah. Okay. So you laid out your all your finances.
My expenses and how I was going to not be homeless.
Got it.
This one. Hi. So I've been doing a lot of thinking this week about you and about us. And I'm not going to lie. I just don't feel like it's right. Honestly, I feel really crappy about everything. And I just feel like a total hypocrite. It's not me or my style. I've been on the other end of cheating, literally by you. And it was one of the most heart-wrenching experiences I've ever been a part of. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. If you really don't want to be with this person, then you wouldn't. But clearly that is not the case. I just need to take a step back because I thought we were friends. I'm just feeling uneasy and I think it would be best if we don't talk.
It's a lot.
I don't want to be your accomplice anymore. I wish you all the best, but this can no longer be a thing. So, are you okay, Breeze?
Yeah, what no, clearly not. To? If you guys were just tuning in, Breezy found a trend on TikTok where people are going into their notes app on their phone and just scrolling way back to like 2014, 2015. And we're just sharing them. Not proud of some of the things that I have in here, but they're in here.
No, it's bad. This was 2015. She's unwell. She's not doing well. And there's a lot more just like that, but I'll spare you the details. I think it's just funny because you can have some of like your deepest, darkest thoughts. You can have some Instagram captions in there and you can have a random list of you going to Walmart. That's why the notes app, it has range.
Yeah.
And I think that if anyone were to find it, they'd be like, we should check her in.
Yeah.
Check her into a facility.
I do have one grocery list in here from 2017. There was a place.
I would love to see how your eating habits have changed.
Yeah. This
or
isn't,
haven't.
This isn't about eating healthy. This is what I could afford when I was drowning.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Please, please enlighten us.
One baguette, 2 cans of chili, 1 bag of shredded cheese, and a head of lettuce.
That lasted 3 weeks for you, didn't it?
I had to, you know.
So I had to stretch it out.
You got to do it. 98 PXY.